All right, so for those of you who are tuning in, watching a video, you're going to see me shaking around if you hear me breathing a little bit heavier. Obviously, I'm walking on a treadmill. I don't know if you guys can hear that or not. Hopefully not. I got to get my steps in for the day. But I definitely want to give you guys at least something to kind of take away with. It's something that, like, I've heard come up with our private clients. I also have a free group where I talk to a lot of you guys about maybe, like, your struggles or trying to help you guys build foundation to scale a 20K per month business overall. And it always centers around, like, the fact of, you know, like, the question kind of comes around of, like, man, you know, like, I find myself, like, having motivation, kind of doing the work, and then maybe falling off, right? Or maybe even the work is hard for you to do, or the work seems more like work in terms of running a business versus, like, you know, it's not fun. And it's very hard to grow a business when you're not having fun. It's very hard to do something sustainable for a long period of time if you're not enjoying the process. Not really like it's fun, like, oh my God, I'm having so much fun, like party fun, but to where you're like really into it, right? So maybe like the fact of like, if you're playing a video game, that like seems like fun, even though it's a hard skill, depending on the video game world, but like the challenge is exciting to you, right? And maybe you don't have that same effect on business, even though that's how it should be. Business is a hard challenge that should excite you of like trying to overcome, not be like some like work or task or chore that you have to do. Cause then it's like, again, too, in business, it's all about how can somebody stay sustainably doing the correct inputs over an extended period of time to get the output they want. Cause eventually, who cares if you could only do it for like 3 months, 6 months and stay diligent on it versus like 3 to 6 years, right? Cause you're always gonna burn out and kind of fall off. Number one, the thing that I always like come back to when I go back to that question is like, what's your goal? What are you doing this for? And a lot of people always be like, oh, well, I want to make 20K a month. And I'm like, why? Well, I just want to make 20K a month. It's not a reason, right? Nobody gets like a fucking boner or excited off of just fucking like a number they see on a screen, right? You associate the number with something. The goal is not to make, is not associated with a number. The goal is associated with the quality of life. Right? Meaning like, for me, I want a certain quality of life and a certain standard of life that I want to live. And that's why I wake up at 4:30 every morning and start my work, right? And I go to bed at 7 p.m. Now, some people are like, 7 p.m.? What the fuck? I can't go to bed at 7 p.m. Shit, I can. Because like, I know what the goal of doing that long-term wise and staying on that type of discipline level is going to get me. And that excites me more than staying up till 10 p.m. doing whatever the fuck else people do at that time, right? So you always got to start off with like, well, what's the goal? What am I actually trying to do this for? And can it be something numerical? It has to be something into what is the quality of life that I'm trying to get towards? Now, once you have that, just because you have that kind of like goal set out, even from there, you still might not be like all the way going forward. You're like, all right, Dale's kind of fucking lame advice. Okay, I got to have a goal. I haven't heard that one before, dickhead, right? Overall, like, understand this goal doesn't have to be anything grandiose or extreme or like something that's so extravagant or like big storytelling. Like, honestly, the goal could just be like, my life sucks and I hate the quality of life right now and I despise where I'm at in life. And my goal is like to not feel like a piece of shit every day. That's a great goal. I think everybody who is probably listening to this, you probably want to have that goal as your first goal. It's going to be your first motivating factor, right? I don't want to live life like this anymore. My life's a piece of shit and I actually hate living like this. And I want to get myself out of this position, right? Now, even from there, you still might not be able to get to the level of motivation, the focus, the drive that you want to get to. I've been there before. Sometimes it's short-lived because, again, too, once you kind of get like a nice little uptick, then you're comfortable again. Your effort level wears off, right? Your execution wears off. Your daily action inputs wear off. You don't feel as like excited. You're back at that comfort level again, right? And so it's kind of fleeting. And it's kind of like this thing where like, oh man, I got to set a new level. It's like, well, what's the point? The best thing that I've found around this in terms of like when I am not doing the work and I need to find like that locked in vision again is coming back to the point that like at every single one of us, including myself, we're all going to die one day, right? And hopefully we all get a deathbed. Some of us will not get a deathbed, unfortunately. That's kind of weird to say and think about. It's like, oh, there's people listening to this that honestly, you're going to get wiped out immediately. And like, you won't have that opportunity to lay in your deathbed and look back over your life and be surrounded by loved ones. But for some of you, you will be in a deathbed and you will get to have time to reflect on your life and what you've done with your time. And the last thing I want to be able to do looking back on my life is looking back at times regretting the fact that, like, wow, why did I not utilize my time the best to get the most amount of potential out of my life? Why did I not just get outside of my fucking head and do the work? Because the moments I've been most proud of myself in terms of barbering, especially any point in my time in my life, 29 years old, right? have always been the times where I'm like, man, I'm so fucking proud that I just kept on pushing through. I'm so fucking proud, even though it was hard during that time, even though it was like I really had to dig deep. I'm so glad I got through it. Think about, and you could think about this, like maybe you don't have an extreme experience. I think we all have some experience in general. Could be through sports. Maybe it's in health and diet and training. Maybe it's not even in that. Maybe it's just something as simple as, man, I'm proud of the fact that I got through barber school. Man, I'm proud of the fact that I got through high school, or something like very small, minuscule, right? But you don't want to look back on that deathbed and be thinking, man, I was such a lazy, like, what's the one regret I would always have is, like, for me at least, the one regret I always, like, live with, and it kind of, like, it always comes back to me in a sense, is, like, when I was playing baseball in high school and I went to college, community college, played baseball, wasn't that good, I did not do the work necessary to continue my playing career and got cut, and that ended my career, and I was lazy around that thing, right? And I will always regret that because I had all the power, I had all the time to continue improving my skill set when I didn't, and that always going to haunt me forever. And I'm always going to take that into everything that I do because I know what that pain feels like when you have that opportunity to do something great and you kind of just stay comfortable or you kind of just like don't have that edge to push things forward, even when it's hard, even when you don't want to, because that pain of being cut or that pain of losing out on the goal that I want to do, of continuing playing, was so much far greater than just doing the work or, again, to pushing myself forward, right? And if that's just that, like just playing a simple game of baseball, how the fuck would I ever feel laying on my deathbed, thinking back on my life with the same type of worldview at that moment in time of like, damn, I don't even have any more chances. I'm up. And some of you as barbers are being lazy as fuck right now with your business and not pushing it forward. Could be for the last 6 months, could be for the last 3 months, could be for the last 3 years. And you are wasting time. And you just have to think, how would I view this on my deathbed? How would I view this time in my life on my deathbed? Would I be proud of the fact of my daily execution? Or would I be so upset with myself over the fact that I just simply wasted time getting high, getting drunk, being scared, not taking action, not getting help? Or would you be so proud of yourself for actually taking that step forward? For actually progressing things forward, for taking risks, getting the help that you need, right? And I just want to make this like really, really quick and short. Like again, too, I just got off a couple Q&A calls with our private clients and the free group. And I keep on seeing this pop up all the time. And I give the same advice every single time. How would you view this time of your life in your deathbed? Would you be proud over the level of execution that you have right now? And the level of like the push, the action, the drive? Or would you be like, damn, you know what? I had more to fucking give. Because at that point in time, you legit have nothing left to give. You legit are on your way out in mere minutes. So if you are struggling on not doing the work, if you're struggling on, I don't know, not finding the motivation to go ahead and push things forward, or struggling to, oh man, I just like, I'm struggling really hard, but there's help out there to get. There's ways to go and scale this business up. The problem is you're not taking action. You're wasting too much fucking time. Especially those of you who are 25 years and younger. Do you really want to look back on your deathbed? Hopefully by that time, like on your deathbed, you're like 70, 80 years old. It's not going to be any sooner than that. Do you really want to look back and be like, man, I wasted my fucking youth just being comfortable. Just settling like everybody else around me. Even though I knew I had more potential in my life. Even though I knew I was living under my potential, I didn't do a goddamn thing about it. And I just stayed put. Because that is my worst fear. And I try to go ahead and keep that on my front of my mind. And like again, too, I'm not perfect, right? Not everybody's perfect. Sometimes I go ahead and find myself struggling still. But I always come back to that one point of, damn, how would I view this on my deathbed? Would I be proud of the decision I'm making currently and my effort level currently? And when you take that standpoint, I'm willing to bet you're gonna get your shit into gear. You're gonna get the motivation to start taking action on things. You're gonna reach out for the help that you need. You're not gonna be afraid to go ahead and take the risks that you need to make in business. I'm not telling you to be a dumbass and start raising prices. It's not what I'm talking about, right? But what I'm saying is like actually doing work, actually pushing the business forward, actually at least fucking trying. Because for the majority of you, you're not even fucking trying. Majority of you are taking these hard-rooted false beliefs of these OG traditional barbers that have honestly never accumulated any success in their business or in their life, and adopting those false beliefs into your life and making them true for you. For example, I can't charge X amount in my city. For example, no one in my city will pay me this much. I'm sorry. We have a guy in Henry Hong who in Australia, and this can even be country-wise, we have a guy in Henry Hong in Australia that just made, I think it was 17K last month, got 101 new clients. And by the way, last month at the start of it, he raised his prices up to $90, where everybody there doesn't even believe that that is even humanly possible. Where everybody there thinks, oh, nobody can charge that in Australia. Nobody in Australia is going to charge that. If that were true, then there would be no possible way that he could ever achieve that goal. Same thing with another one of private clients, Luis, who lives in a population of 7,000 people. Charges $75, clientele built out. There should be no possible way, if it's a low population area, where, again, too, people won't pay that price, that he should be charging that price point and getting new clients the way he is. We have another barber in the program, the fourth Ken. Maybe a lot of you know who he is. He cuts, or used to cut, he just moved recently, but he was cutting in a very bad part of Philadelphia, the fucking hood. He even told me this. He even had this belief as well, too. He's now up to, I think, $75 a cut, still getting 30 or 40 new clients into his business monthly, still making great money. And he was doing that in quote-unquote, the hood in Philadelphia. And sometimes your dumbass beliefs, these dumbass beliefs that you believe and hang on to, will always hold you back. Because it's not the belief. I mean, the belief is not true. The belief is adopted by dumb motherfuckers who have poor execution on their business, have no clue on what they're doing, and blame everybody else. And do you really want to live your life based on a loser mentality like that? Looking back on your fucking life, being like, man, can't believe I fucking wasted my whole belief system, my whole worldview, my whole view on business, and how I can scale up based on Tommy over here, who can't do shit with his business, who's barely making $4K a month, who can barely pay bills. Whereas you have somebody like the New Era Barbering, who they're getting barbers up scaling-wise, but nah, that can't be true. All right, buddy, keep on thinking that way. Again, it's going to be all up to you. Always revert back to, how would I view this period of my life on my deathbed? Would I be proud of this? Would I be proud of these decisions? Would I be proud of quitting? Would I be proud of just staying comfortable and wasting time? That's all I got for you guys today. If you found this podcast valuable, make sure you share it with somebody. Make sure you give it a rating. If you found this podcast was something you wanted me to go a little bit deeper on, go ahead and screenshot this. Tag me on Instagram. I'll go repost you on the story. See you guys next time.